This program is a paid presentation for American Financial and Retirement Services, LLC, and is brought to you by American Financial and Retirement Services, LLC. The opinions expressed on the program by the host, host guest, and call-in listeners are solely the opinions of the original source who expressed them. They do not represent the opinions of management of this station or Brazos Communications West, LLC, who bear no responsibility or liability for the program's content. The purpose of this radio program is intended to inform the public on financial planning issues and investment products for qualified individuals and investors. Many of the topics and opinions discussed may be of a personal nature, and some people may disagree with or find opinions expressed on this program objectionable. Before you invest, you should consult with financial advisors and review the program prospectus and its risks.
97 Gold presents Your Money with Faye Bagby. Sound advice to help your money grow. Now, here's Faye Bagby on 97 Gold.
Good morning.
Well, good morning, Faye. How are you?
I'm wonderful. It's a bright, beautiful day.
After a tumultuous week over there.
That's right. I mean, we've had storms, we've had tornado warnings, and we've had rain, lots of rain.
Jeez.
My water gauge the other morning said 3 inches.
Really?
Now, if it's believable, that's great. I just don't know for sure if that's right.
Boy. That's so strange. It's so late in the season, it seems like. I'm not a weather person, so I don't really know the time frame, but it seems like it's really, really late for these kinds of storms. It seems like now, at this point, we should be pretty much settled in, and you shouldn't have all the upheaval and all the storms and tornadoes and hail and things like that. It's weird. Strange.
It's weird, but it's happening.
Yeah.
Because like 2 or 3 days this week, it would be really hot during the day. And then the weather would come on and say severe storms the night till 10 o'clock or midnight or starting at 2 o'clock. It'd say one day it said starting at 2 o'clock, you're going to have storms.
Mm.
So we had to watch for the storms. We were lucky. There wasn't any tornadoes here where I'm at. But there was some in East Texas, a lot of hail. I saw people sent me pictures of hail that it was bigger than a golf ball.
Really?
I mean, the hail was huge. So there's a lot of people out looking for to do some roof work and some car work to get all the hail out of them.
Yeah.
So we know there was hail in a lot of places.
Wow. And when they come in at night and you can't see them, that's really scary. It's one thing in the afternoon.
That's
but,
when it's scary.
Ooh, yeah.
And everybody has to stay up till it's all clear. I mean, you know, if it says till 10, that's fine. But sometimes it says till midnight or 1 o'clock.
Yeah.
So, you know, everybody stays up to see.
Hmm.
To make sure, you know, that you're safe.
It's so strange. I remember last year, didn't you? You had that big drought with, like, fires, and I mean it was extreme. You lost grass.
It was extreme last year.
Yeah,
everybody lost their grass. A lot of people had to sell their cattle, and then we had the fires. I mean, a lot of fires that destroyed, you know, lots of acreage. So hopefully, that's all gone, because I know we've been having a lot of rain. You know, every day we've had rain for a week. So I would hope that everybody else is having that much rain, and that I haven't heard anybody talk about drought conditions this summer. Hmm. I'm hoping nobody's got a drought area, because you can't make a living if you've got too bad a drought. You know, a lot of things depend on the weather.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah, a lot of people don't think about that.
Yeah. And boy, and the people that lost cattle and had all, I mean, there was massive losses, not only cattle, but, you know, damage to land. Did they ever recover, or are they still suffering the consequences?
No, I think they will recover. It's just going to take some time. The people that had to sell all their cattle, you know, they've got to start over, rebuild their herds. The people that all their grassland, was burned up, you know, that it's going to take a little time for that to grow back and for it to have enough grass for people to graze on. And I haven't talked to anybody lately about how this is looking, you know, grass wise.
Yeah. Wow. Well, at least you're getting some good rain in the spring, early summer. So that's I guess a good sign, maybe compared to last year.
Really a good sign. All this rain is good. We need it. You know, you don't realize rain controls a lot of things.
Yeah.
Your vegetables. If you've got cotton in the ground, if you're planting wheat, I mean, water is really important. People don't realize that.
Hmm. Yeah, and
everybody's got gardens. I've been talking to a lot of people. They've got little small gardens,
yeah.
And they're raising tomatoes and different things.
Hmm. And without rain, I mean, without water, and you see all the time about how, you know, different areas of the country, you know, farmers go through these things, and it's like, well, it's a really wet, you know, spring, so it's going to delay, you know, harvest, and because you can't plant yet. And then there's other parts where it's a really dry spring, and so then it'll affect. I mean, if it isn't exactly perfect, you can't have it too dry, can't have it too wet. Otherwise, it messes up the crop, and then not only for planting season, but then as you go through the rest of the season, as you get close to harvest, you know, whatever happens earlier, you don't feel the effects for, you know, a couple of months down the road, but then that's when it really kind of hits. It's like, yep, we never recovered from, you know, whatever it was, floods, droughts, whatever. So
Well, now I'm hoping that the watermelon people, you know, that's close here, have a great watermelon crop. The cantaloupe people, we know we've got that big cantaloupe farm. We've got the peach farm. Then we've got the strawberries. So there's all kinds of wonderful foods that I'm hoping that they're in good shape this year. I'm hoping that all these peach farms, that the peaches are doing good, and that they'll come out and there'll be a lot of peaches, a lot of watermelon. There's not anything like summer. With all your fruits and vegetables. Just nothing ain't better.
Yeah, I know it. And you love to go to that strawberry place when they're in season and you go pick your own. That was
That's a huge hit.
It
was a big deal. I froze the strawberries,
ah.
And we can use them as we need them. So, you know, I've got that handled.
so you got some in reserve ready to go.
I've got my reserve built up. And now it'll be the peach farms and watermelon patches, you know, other things in life. So you got to be ready. Food is important, you know?
It is. Especially when you can have fun with food. So.
When you can have fun and go out here to some farmers' places, it's a lot better than going to Kroger or some grocery store and checking for fruits and vegetables.
Yeah.
I'd a lot rather go out to a farmer's place and say, let me buy some of this.
Yeah. Well, the grocery store is convenient, but boy, if you can actually go out and pick your own, or, you know, get fresh, you know, anything, fruits, vegetables, meat even, you know, from an actual farm, it's not only does it recalibrate, you know, well, first of all, it's convenient to go to the store. But when you go out to a place like that, it kind of like you almost reconnect with how do I say this? Sometimes we think, you know, fruit comes
with
from
Mother
the store.
Earth, you're reconnected.
Yeah. And so it's kind of a neat thing. It kind of makes you, I guess, maybe appreciate it a little bit more, maybe.
Yeah, I think it does.
So
I think it's a great thing.
Well, and hopefully you'll have a good summer. This is a good preview to the rest of the warm season that is coming. I mean, geez, we're in the middle of June. So, you know, this is, you know, we're getting into that time. So, this is Your Money with Faye Bagby. Your phone number is?
It's 877-588-3330. That's 877-588-3330. Our website is AmericanFinancialMidland.com.
So how are we? How was this past week? Was it good?
Well, it was busy. You know, our weeks are usually pretty busy. We're working on this Campbell. I know everybody says, Faye, where's our check on Campbell? Well, they mailed it on the 5th, so we should get it any time. I've never heard of a check taking this long. I think they sent it by a mule on the side of the road. I mean, that's what I'm beginning to think.
Boy. You could have walked it by hand from one side of the country to the other in that kind of time. Wow.
Well, and we also had a rescission, and we're going to see how that works. We did a policy a month ago, and it was $632,000. The guy died 3 weeks later.
Oh, wow.
And we just now found out. We wondered why we couldn't reach him. Well, he's dead is why. And now we'll see if the people, they should just give the money back. We put it back in their base accounts. But sometimes, and, you know, this happened about a year ago, the people didn't have it. They'd already spent it, if you remember. So we got to keep it, and we, you know, we collected on that. So if they don't give us the money back right away, we'll know they don't have it, that they've already spent it. But if they haven't spent it, it's in their account. They'll give us the money back that was put up, and the family will get it. I've never had anybody die 2 or 3 weeks later. Never.
Boy, that's
close. I've had them die 2 months later or 3 months later, but never 2 or 3 weeks later.
Wow.
I can't even believe. He obviously did not know he was fixing to die.
No.
Because, I mean, he wanted to sell it, and he had jacked us around for several months. I guess because he was so sick, because we had started with him 2 or 3 months before he finally signed. So I think all that time he was so ill, that's why he wasn't getting the contract signed. And then he finally did, and 2 or 3 weeks later, he was dead.
Wow.
So we'll find out if the family will give the money back, which they should. If they don't, then we get to do the claim and we get the money.
Hmm. And that happened once before, you said?
Yeah, this happened about a year ago. And the people had already spent it, and they couldn't give it back.
So what happens in that situation?
Then we file the claim and get the money.
Wow. Huh.
It's one way or the other. When you have a rescission, the family is supposed to just write a check, give it back to us. We put it back at Nevada Trust, and then they put it back in everybody's account. That's what should happen. But the one last year, the people had already spent the money.
That was fast.
And it was, and the guy died. They couldn't give it back because they'd spent it. So we went ahead and filed the claim and got the money.
Huh.
But this one, surely they haven't spent the money. I mean, it's just, you know, this just happened 30 days ago.
Hmm.
So I feel like the money's in his account. And his wife is dead. So whoever the heirs are, they should go in and take that money and immediately send a check to us.
And then it all goes back in everybody's account and you just kind of move on.
Yeah, it just goes back in their account. We have to start over.
Hmm. Wow.
But we don't know. We were not contacted by the family. We were just doing a search because we hadn't been able to talk to him. And there it was, his obituary.
Hmm. Now you know why.
Yeah. Now we know why we couldn't find him.
But that's kind of where it ends, I guess.
That's right. So we'll soon know if they write a check and send it back. It'll go back to Nevada Trust, and then we'll put it back in everybody's account and start over.
How much was that policy? Was it the 600?
$632,000.
Okay.
We're working on some other policies, and they're short. I think one's 27 months. I think I've got another one that may be 16 months.
Oh, wow.
I don't know for sure on that one yet.
16, that's fast. That's but a quick one.
That's right. We bid a lot of policies, and so we'll see what all comes back to us. And then, of course, once we get the Campbell check, we'll get that in their account, and the people will have more money to invest.
Hmm. All right. What about annuities? I almost feel like I'm pushing my
annuities
luck.
Annuities going crazy. Let me tell you, they're increasing their rates. They're giving more things of value. It's really annuities have just really taken off in the last 2 months. I got all kinds of new information, special deals they're doing, and when the economy is just kind of rocking along like this, they don't usually do this, but they their fixed rates are like 4.50 for 3 years, 5 years, and 7 years. 7 years is, I think, a little bit more, but it's almost 5% on just a fixed rate. So if somebody says, I don't want indexes, I don't want anything, I just want a fixed rate, we can give them a good fixed rate, 4.50, 4.70, and they're short term, 3, 5, or 7 years. So that's really great. And then the annuities are offering all kinds of things. And remember, when you have an annuity, it's never in the stock market, but it mirrors the stock market. It mirrors what they do. And so they've added everything in the world. They've got 14 choices now. Now, you talk about being diversified. I think it's the best they've ever done. They have so many choices. You'll be so diversified if you're in an annuity. Hmm. And then they've got that other new deal where if you don't take anything out for 8 years, they increase your income there by 9% a year. So that's a great deal. Then we've got the other, the bonus one. Every time you put money in it, they give you a 9% bonus for, I believe it's 8 years.
I remember that came out, and we weren't sure if that was going to be like a temporary thing, or, I mean, obviously it's temporary, but we weren't sure.
Yeah, we don't know how long.
Yeah.
I think we're really lucky to have all that. And, you know, when everybody else is up and the market's up, then it's great. But when the market goes down, it's not great. So when you're in an annuity, it's not going to go down. You know, you're guaranteed, your principal's guaranteed, your interest is locked in once a year. So you know where you stand every year because it locks in. It never goes backwards like the stock market. And you don't have to lay awake nights wondering if your money is safe. You always know with an annuity, it's safe. It'll be there when you need it. You cannot outlive an annuity. It's compound interest. And you don't pay taxes, so you take it out. That's what I love. There's no tax consequences till you start taking the money out. Then you start paying tax. And if it's an IRA, you know, you don't have to take any money out till like 72, 72 and a half. So I can't think of one single derogatory thing about an annuity. Right now, annuities would be good for an awful lot of people. Because if you leave it in annuity 10 years, you know, you've got some substantial money to withdraw.
Is it good for people to kind of, okay, so when people are kind of planning out their financial landscape and trying to figure out, you know, okay, how do we grow our wealth? How do we, you know, manage our money? How do we plan for retirement? Is it a good idea for some people to maybe do both annuities and life settlements, whereas like you put the annuity, you get those started and they're kind of like almost simmering on the back burner? You don't do anything with them. They're just kind of like they're making money over years. And then the life settlement is a little bit more short-term returns, a little bit more aggressive with profits. So that one would be a little bit more interactive, but so that you've kind of got like a short-term and a long-term. Is that a good thing
That's
to
basically
do?
Basically right, because your annuity is long-term. You know it's going to be 8 years, 10 years, whatever you want. And you may start taking money out in 2 years or three. Or you may say, no, I'm 55. I don't want to take it out for a long time. So you let it grow. Then you're over here with life settlements to grow your money faster, which it will do. You know, as I've said, I've got several people that are getting $90,000 a year in interest. And I've got some now that said there's $160,000 a year just in interest. But
wow.
You have to be diversified. It doesn't matter what you're in life. You need to be diversified. And the other thing that I love about life settlements is we have a third-party administrator. Nevada Trust, you know, takes care of everything. We'd have to have 50 people in our office if we did not have Nevada Trust because they do all the backdoor stuff for us. You know, they pay the claims for us. They make sure that the premiums are paid. They handle the client's accounts for us. You know, all their money is at Nevada Trust. It's not in our account. It's not like if you're dealing with a brokerage account. They have access to your money every day. The broker can do whatever he wants to with it. If he wants to put it in a penny stock, he could do it. If he wants to put it in a great stock, he can do it. Or if he decides to put you and your wife in the same thing, which is silly. I see that all the time. They put everybody in the same investment instead of saying, well, let's see how this one does, and then let's see how the other one does, which I think is the proper way. And people don't read their statements. If they read their statement every month and understood them, they'd know if they're actually making money or not making money. Even though it may show it's up everywhere, what does your portfolio say? Have you made any money? So there's just a big difference if you're going to be in the stock market and take all the risk, or if you want to be in a life settlement that is in a life insurance company. You know, we're investing in life policies on people that have terminal cancer. And not everybody does that. A lot of the people I do business with, they don't do cancer. They do just policies. They just go out and buy policies. And if they're not sick, they may have to keep it for 10 or 14 years.
You know, the thing, so, when you were describing like people in the stock market, there's two things that are really disturbing. One, you have no control over what policy or what investments you're in. They can put you in anything they want to. And then the other thing is that a lot of times brokers make decisions based on their own self-interest, and it's not, you know, what's necessarily good for the investor.
Sometimes it's not what you would do.
Yeah.
And you tell me what the ordinary American understands about the stock market. They know the names of the companies.
Yeah.
But they don't know about mutual funds or REITs. They don't understand them, but they let someone put them in all this.
Yeah.
And we've had a lot of REITs that have folded this year because a commercial real estate is going down the tubes, folks. And they've bought all these office buildings and are leasing them out. Well, that's in a REIT. And you're going to be stuck there for 25 years.
Wow. That's
long. And I don't know what they do when a REIT goes under. I don't understand. But I do know that out in California, San Francisco especially, it's going down the tubes, folks. Nordstrom's leaving. All the big retailers are leaving. The guy has just given that huge mall back. They've given the Hilton back and that Park Hotel. I mean, who invested in those? I'm really curious. I mean, somebody is just lost, I'm telling you, big time, because they have defaulted on the mortgages and just gave them back.
Wow.
And there's some office buildings that people have that are in REITs, and they're giving them back. And if they give them back, there goes the interest you would have received, because there will be no interest on that investment. So it's kind of complicated. You should be pretty sophisticated to do all these different investments in the stock market. Now, if they just put you in a stock, you can understand that. But then if they go over here and put you in these different mutual funds, if you're keeping up with that, you know, that's not real great right now. So it depends how sophisticated you are as to what you should be in. Our deal is pretty simple. We're just putting you in a life insurance policy. We're buying a policy that the guy has life insurance on his life. He is sick. He comes to us. We buy the policy. When he dies, we pay you. That's as simple as it gets.
Yeah, and the other thing is,
nothing complicated about it.
As you talk about, you know, the stock market and kind of do a little side-by-side comparison, the other thing is, even if somebody knows, is very well-versed in the stock market and how things work and all the ins and outs and all that, you still can't control what actually happens. So even if you have all this knowledge, the bottom could fall out, you know, tomorrow. We've seen this happening, you know, all the time. And so you still have no control. It's a very uncalculated, it's a very risky thing when you compare it to a life settlement where you have, you know, you have kind of an idea of when it's going to mature. You have an idea when, you know, you're going to get paid. You have an idea of, you know, a whole situation. It's a very well-informed type of investment. And so, you know, you do a side-by-side, it almost seems like a no-brainer, really.
Well, it does to me because the average American, you know, they just trust somebody else. They put their money in the brokerage house. They're hoping for the best. They're hoping that they've got them in, you know, all these wonderful things. And let's say it isn't. And you lose. There's not anything you can do. There's no recourse. It says that in your contract, that it's a best efforts. If you lose, you lose. If you make money, you make money. A lot of people are in commercial real estate through their stock brokerage house. And right now, that's not a good place to be because, like all the big builders, they're selling their lots. So they're not going to show as much profit if they're selling all their lots and they're not going to build. And they're saying now that all these people have made these big loans to build these big office buildings. The money is dried up. So how are they going to complete them?
They're kind of stuck.
So I would not be wanting stock in an office building right now or in big commercial real estate deals because you don't know how it's going to pan out. Now, if you're investing in Texas things, I would say you're safe. Texas is so far removed from these huge cities that invest in everything in the world. I'd say your money's a lot safer. And real estate in Texas is in better shape than it is anywhere in the whole wide world. But most of the people living there in the stock market, they're invested in New York City or California or, you know, somewhere far away. And that's, again, why I think a life settlement beats all this, because I had a man call me the other day, had a lot of real estate, but he didn't have any cash, you know. He couldn't come over and invest with us unless he was able to sell what he had. And he said it being in Midland, Texas, it was hard. He couldn't sell his real estate.
Wow.
So at times, real estate is great. Sometimes it's the greatest thing on earth. But there's time to get in. There's a time to get out of real estate, you know. And it's kind of like other things, you know. You have to know when to be involved in it when you shouldn't. And with a life settlement, it's good all year long. It doesn't matter what happens in New York City or California. It doesn't matter what the builders do. A life insurance policy is completely different. It's a different investment. If you've got a life insurance policy, you know it's got value. You know that the life insurance company will pay off. You know, when you pass away, if you've got cancer, you know that we're going to send the claim in, we're going to get the claim processed, and the check goes in your account. It's a simple process. It's just a matter of which policies you want to be in, which policies you want to buy, whether it's a 30-month policy, a 24-month, you know, a short-term. It's a completely different investment. And life insurance companies have got more money than anybody in the whole wide world. So you know they can pay their claims. It's a lot more liquid right now, I think, than the stock market. To me, it's liquid, a lot more so.
And LEs are based on data. It's a very calculated number that they come up with. It's not just kind of like a wild guess or, hey, we kind of think, or my best friend's brother's uncle says he's got a gut feeling that. I mean, these are all based on data from doctors and scientists. So it's...
And Lapidus, now that we have Lapidus on board, I love their LEs. These guys are scientists. So it's a scientific study. We also had a claim pay. We had a maturity this week. It's a small one, only had three people in it, but it was a breast cancer case. We've done more breast cancer, been successful with those than anybody in the world, I think, because we've really studied it and we've gotten good at it. A lot of these policies, you know, we're used to them over and over again. We've been successful at them. This new accounting system is going to tell us how many have died, whether it's breast cancer, colon cancer, pancreatic cancer. You know, we get very few pancreatic cancers, but they're the number one deal if we get them. Everybody says, put me in immediately if you get a pancreatic cancer.
Yeah, that's one that everybody jumps on, really right off the bat. That one goes
they
in
do.
About
they love them.
Five
I
minutes.
I can fill one of those in 2 hours. But, you know, the safety of their principal is the most important thing. You know, we always want to make sure their money is safe. That's why we're doing life settlements. That's why we're doing annuities, because we know the principal isn't going anywhere. We know that the principal, all of it, is involved in life insurance companies. And I'd rather be involved in a life insurance company than have the risk of the stock market, even though a person may look at it and say, oh, you know, it's got this great dividend. It's got this great deal. But, you know, that doesn't always pay off that way.
Yeah.
So I would say be diversified. If you've just got to stay in the stock market, put some with us. See how you like us. See if it works right. And if you're happy. In the last 3 years, we've had an awful lot of maturities, especially 2 months ago. You know, we had like $15 million or something like that, a huge amount, you know, of maturities. And a lot of people got paid. A lot of people have got a lot of money in their accounts right now. Yeah. And there's not anything wrong with that.
No, and it's like you kind of look at, you know, what the, I guess, I don't know if it's the strategy that people are doing or whatever, but I know there are some people that are kind of like holding back. They're a little bit, you know, maybe they've had some policies that have gone over. The interesting thing, though, is that the policies that you had even, what, 2 years ago, 3 years ago, 4 years ago, something like that, in recent years, you know, the advancements that you've been able to make in the accuracy of, you know, the LEs and the information that you're getting now has improved so dramatically, so fast. You've got, you know, new investors that are coming over, getting into, you know, life settlements for the first time and making big profits right off the bat. Is that a fair way to put that, or am I looking at it in
a
weird way?
Yeah, I think it is, because the LEs are better. Lapidus is a better company. They're doing a better job. They are scientists. The state of Florida says they're right 96% of the time. And I think it'll prove out, because we've had a lot of LEs mature lately, and a lot of people are getting paid. We still have some old policies, don't get me wrong. We still have some we wish we'd never bought because they gave us the wrong information. But we're clearing this out a little at a time, and we're turning that part around. But the good part is everything that's been bought lately is coming in on time or just a little before time. So I would highly recommend that people do conservative investing, that they do some life settlements, see if they like it, because a lot of people are getting a lot of interest on their accounts, and they've been with us a long time, and they're diversified, and they've never stopped investing. I think that's the secret. Even though if something goes along, keep investing. The next month you may have a maturity. You know, we have maturities all the time coming in, and people are doing good. Most people are doing very good. We've got a few that have got the old policies. We've got to wait till those mature, but I still think it's the safest investment in town.
Yeah, no doubt. I always like when you tell the stories about how somebody will call you and say, you know, hey, Faye, when is my when's my policy going to mature here? And then all of a sudden, boom, you get a phone call like the next day or something like that, and something has matured, and it's just like, you know, hey, guess what? here we are. And so people are, you know, about to get paid. And so it's always interesting when you tell those kinds
of
stories.
We've had this happen lots of times.
I know it.
People call, say, Faye, you know, I've got all these policies. I don't have anything coming due. And 2 weeks later, we'll have a maturity.
Yeah, yeah. I want to ask you, I know that, you know, we talk about how well-informed life settlements are. Is there any kind of information, or and this may not even be a thing, for annuities. Like, so when people do annuities, is they're not looking at like a page 14. They're not looking at any kind of a thing. Is it? Is there anything like that, or am I just?
Well, they get a brochure that explains everything in addition to their contract, and the brochure walks you through it slowly and says, okay, here's where you start. Here's why you're doing an annuity. Here's what it makes. Here's what it's made over the years. Why would you want to do an annuity? It answers all your questions, and they can get that brochure. If they're considering an annuity, I can walk them through the brochure. I can send them the brochure over. But lots of times, even that, if they're not talking to me, they still don't get it. Sometimes it takes more than a brochure. But when they sign up, they get a contract that goes over everything. It tells them, what all they're invested in. It tells them the different investments you can change every year. It tells you your choices, everything you ought to know about it. It tells you how big the company is. Tells you the ratings of the company. We're talking about a $60 billion company. We've got other companies. Several people are having me do some life insurance right now for estate planning. Those dadgum forms are 40 pages long.
Wow.
Life insurance is complicated when you say, okay, Faye, I think I'd like to do some estate planning. And they know that if their estate is real big, it may take time to get all the assets, transferred over. You may have to go through probate. Well, in the meantime, if you've got a large life insurance policy, the heirs can get it right away. So you can use it to pay estate taxes. There's just so many things you can do with an annuity. And it's right away. Within 7 to 10 days, you can get $1 million, $2 million, or $200,000, whatever it is you need. So I'm doing some estate planning right now for people, and we're doing some large life policies. And my gosh, it asks every question in the world. So it takes longer to do a life policy than it does anything in the world.
It's like, but you need everything
for
except
estate purposes, you may need one.
It's like you almost require a note from your fifth grade teacher.
You almost do. I didn't know. I hadn't written any life insurance policies in a long time. I forgot how many questions they ask. They want to insure your life.
Yeah.
But by golly, they want to know everything. When you were 5 years old, did you fall off your bicycle? They want to know all about you.
Oh,
and then what's your assets? What are you worth? What did the doctor say about you? But anyway, sometimes people do come to us. They're doing some estate planning, and they want to have some life insurance. Because if they're going through a big estate and they're going through probate, they're going to need some cash. And the best way to do that is have a life insurance policy that you can cash right away. And an annuity is the same way. If you have a large annuity, you can use it the same way. You can cash it in if someone dies, and within about 10 days, you've got cash in your bank. It'll go directly to your bank or wherever you would like it. I know we've done several estates, and they had a lot of annuities with us. Well, when they died, they had different places they wanted their money to go. So that's what we did. We cashed them out, had it put in their account, and then we wrote checks to the various, like UT Southwestern, Duke University, different health places they wanted their money to go.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, so sometimes an annuity will do just what you need on your estate planning. You can cash it in when you die, and it can go to the various people. It may just be your family you want it to go to, but they can get an annuity quicker than they can the money out of your estate. Always remember that.
Yeah. It's either way,
it's liquid.
It's all about the planning, taking the steps, you know, and for investing without the volatility of the market, either life settlements or annuities, both protect your principal, not in the stock market, and they hold their value, and it's a nice conservative route. It just kind of depends whatever's right for each person. So this
That's
is
right.
your...
And we still have a lawyer that does a trust. You know, a lot of times people ask us about trust. We've arranged for him to do a lot of trust for people. If you've got a lot of assets, you probably need a trust. If you don't have a lot of assets, don't bother. Just a will suffice.
Hmm. We don't bring that up very often. That's a good point.
I know. I forget sometimes. The lawyer would appreciate me telling him every once in a while that, you know, that he will do some of trust. He's done a lot of trust for us. And a lot of people have a lot of assets and they need to be in a trust. So we do recommend trust if you have a lot of assets.
Boy, that may be a whole nother conversation for a whole nother show. Wow. You may have just opened the door to a whole new conversation. So this is Your Money with Faye Bagby. Your phone number is?
It's 877-588-3330. That's 877-588-3330. Our website is AmericanFinancialMidland.com.
And every Saturday morning around this time, we get into trivia. So what is our topic this morning?
It's Father's Day.
Of course it is.
Oh. It's Father's Day. And I've been thinking whatever father needs or what they want. And I've come up with a perfect gift.
Really?
A man cave.
Oh, that is perfect.
They need a man cave.
Mm-hmm.
Isn't that the perfect gift?
It is. Because it covers everything.
A room. Yes. It's everything a man's ever wanted. They love that room, all devoted to them, all the things they like and want. If you cannot do a man cave, recreate the backyard and do a putting green.
Oh, cool. That's a great idea.
My gifts this time are great. I mean, it's better than the tie. It's better than the cologne, a man cave, or the backyard for a putting green.
Mm-hmm.
Now then, if you don't want to do the putting green, which I highly recommend, it'll keep you from being so stressed and relaxed, I think taking on a fishing trip. And now we know you've got to go 3 hours to do this.
it's a chance to bond in the truck.
That's right. I mean, you know, you can bond in the truck and you have a picnic. But men love to fish. That's second to golf, of course.
Yeah.
But I recommend they love to go and get in a boat and just fish where they catch anything or not. But this would be a great deal for them. Take them for a weekend of fishing at one of our great lakes. It's quite a ways away. I recommend that highly. Now, if you can't do that, a new putter would be good.
Mm, cool.
Yeah, a new putter. They can always use a new putter. There's just so many things. And if it gets down to it, getting the smartwatch.
Oh, nice.
You know, these smartwatches are really neat. The first ones weren't very good. The ones now, they do everything. I mean, they'll check everything you've got.
They will. Don't they track your bodily functions? Like, they know your sleep, they know your heart rate, they know, like,
that's right,
everything.
If you're getting enough sleep, if you're walking enough, it'll tell you haven't walked enough that day to get up and go walk. It'll do your blood pressure. It'll do your sugar. I mean, these smart watches are smart.
They do your sugar now, too?
Yes. I just read that the other day. That instead of pricking your finger, that it will tell you.
Oh.
And I hope they're not storing, but they did say that.
Oh, I didn't know that. That's cool.
So now I've got some things to say about Father's Day. I think they're interesting. Okay, the power of a dad in a child's life is unmatched.
Mm.
It's a wise father that knows his own child. One father is more than 100 schoolmasters.
That's true.
A girl's first true love is her father, and that is absolutely true.
Yes, it is.
And a father's smile has been known to light up a child's entire day.
Mm, that's true.
A father doesn't tell you that he loves you, he shows you.
Now, that is true. That's one we all need to remember.
Yes, I think it's very important. And fathers just have a way of putting everything together. Mm-hmm. And you have to think about that. They really can. You know, when you're frustrated, who do you go get to put it together? It's your father.
Yeah.
Because you can't understand it. It's like a jigsaw that won't work. But dad always knows how to do it.
Yeah.
And behind every great daughter is a truly amazing father.
True.
To her, the name of father was another name for love.
Ooh, that's a good one.
The older I get, the smarter my father seems to be. And that's true, isn't it?
It is true.
No music is so pleasant to my ears as that one word, father.
Mm.
When my father didn't have my hand, he had my back.
Oh, that's a
good
one.
Is that great?
Yeah, it is. Wow.
A father is someone you look up to no matter how tall you grow.
Ah, that's cool. That's a good one.
Yeah, the greatest mark of a father is how he treats his children when no one is looking.
Mm. Yeah, when no one is looking.
I think that's really good.
Mm-hmm.
When no one's looking. Father, be good to your daughters. You're the God and the weight of her world.
Mm. True.
And that is just about as true as it gets.
Mm-hmm.
She did not stand alone, but what stood behind her, the most potent moral force in her life, was the love of her father.
Mm. Boy, these are really good.
A father is neither an anchor to hold her back, nor a sail to take us there, but a guiding light whose love shows us the way.
Mm-hmm.
A father is the one friend of whom we can always rely in the hour of need. When all else fails, we remember him upon whose knees we sat as children and who soothed our sorrows. And even though he may be unable to assist us, his mere presence serves to comfort and strengthen us.
Mm. Wow.
When you need real understanding, when you need someone to care, when you need someone to guide you, a father's always there.
Oh, neat.
What a father says to his children is not heard by the world, but it will be heard by posterity.
Whoa, that's a deep one.
Isn't that? Every son quotes his father in words and in deeds.
It's true.
That is true, isn't it?
It is.
Dad taught me everything I know. Unfortunately, he didn't teach me everything he knows. A good father is one whose only reason for putting down a laughing baby is to pick up a crying one.
Oh, wow.
Isn't that good?
Yeah. Ooh.
A man knows when he's growing old because he begins to look like his father.
That's true.
How about that?
That is true. We've all looked in the mirror and had that conversation with ourselves.
A father is a man who expects his son to be as good a man as he meant to be.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, that's, do you like that?
Yeah, that's really good.
You don't have to deserve your mother's love. You have to deserve your father's. He's more particular. And by the time a man realizes that maybe his father was right, he usually has a son who thinks he's wrong.
That's true. It's well said.
Okay, being a great father is like shaving. No matter how good you shave today, you have to do it again tomorrow.
That's true.
When you're young, you think your dad is Superman. Then you grow up and you realize he's just a regular guy who wears a cape. A father's words are like a thermostat that sets the temperature in the house.
That's true.
Fatherhood is the greatest thing that ever happened. You can't explain it until it happens. It's like telling somebody that water feels like because they have never swam in it.
Oh, that is a good one. And yeah, you really don't know until you're actually, like, in those shoes. Wow.
That's right. It says, my father didn't tell me how to live. He lived and let me watch him do it.
Ooh, lead by example. Nice.
Yes. It says, you got to love dads. At my wedding, when I tripped on my wedding dress and fell flat on my face, Dad said, don't worry, you'll do better next time. You'll do better next time.
That's hilarious.
It is. But I thought I'd give you those this morning, and all of them are true.
Yeah, they are. Boy, some of them will make you think and some will make you laugh, and all of it is relatable in some way because we all have one, or at least had one at one point. So, yeah.
That's right.
Mm-hmm.
And, fathers, you know, when you're little, they seem like they're 10 foot tall.
Yeah.
And as you grow up, their wisdom gets you through life.
Yeah. And you watch them handle situations, and you kind of, you know, it builds character, it builds thought process, it builds, you know, it and so if you've got a really good influence, there are some really great people that have turned out great because of, you know, of their dads. So, yeah.
That's right. And, you know, a dad sets the tone for the family. If the dad gets up and goes to church on Sunday, everybody goes to church. If the dad doesn't go, then the children quit going. Then pretty soon, it's just the wife going. But it's like if he gets up, he sets a good example every day, I think the children follow his lead. And if he's a demanding father, it shows. If he's tough but a good father, that shows also. And how he treats her mother is another example of a good father and good husband.
Well, that's a good point. That is true. So true. Wow.
Yeah. And I've heard a lot of children, you know, as they grew up, told me different things about their family and how the father handled things and what kind of an influence he was on their family. And I've heard several people say, you know, my father never cursed, never said dirty words, and he was always respectful of our mother. And nowadays, you know, fathers have changed a lot. A lot of them, you know, are not as careful about the things they say and do.
That's true.
And I think it's real important if you want your children to grow up to be great kids and great adults, they look at everything you do. They see everything you do. So it's important how you do things.
Yeah. Yeah, you literally are, you know, leading by example. And people do pick up that, you know, not only kids, but, you know, even, you know, like you say, you know, when you're out, you know, in public, or when, you know, kids are, you know, watching their parents, it's like how well or how not well does the father treat the mother? And so, yeah, it does go to, you know, building character and learning things like that. So just by example, not necessarily sitting down and having formal, you know, I'm going to teach you how to do this today, or, you know, it's just the day to day stuff.
And it depends how much time they spend with them. You know, a good father, you know, takes time. Even sometimes when he doesn't want to do it or doesn't feel like it, he goes ahead and he goes to the ball game with his children, or goes and takes them for ice cream, or does something when he's tired and doesn't really feel like doing it.
Yeah,
I think that's a part of being a great father and a great dad is the devotion you have to your children.
That is true. That is true. And you can never pay that back. Even if you've got every gift on the list, it doesn't even come close. It's like, you know, they give their wisdom and their time, and the only way you can, you know, quote unquote repay that is with wisdom and time. And really the best way to do it is to pay it forward to your kids. So
that's exactly right. And you can tell the influence of fathers. When I go to different things at schools or anything, I can tell which one has this great father that's really teaching them right from wrong. And the ones that are just, I mean, out of it, you know, they're just over the top, you know. And you can say, you know, I can see this not going too well, you know. And then I see the kids that are, you know, well-mannered, respectful. They've been taught to say yes, ma'am, and no, ma'am, hold doors open. It all reflects back to the father because he's the leader of the family. He's the one that should be teaching everybody, and they're going to take his lead. And little boys want to be exactly like their father. Little girls love their dads, and most dads are so great, and they deserve it, and they deserve Father's Day. Fathers around the world. And so it's an important day to treat your father to whatever you can, whether it's just lunch, whether it's a golf club, whether it's the man cave, which I recommend, or fishing. Just do something with them.
Yeah.
And I think that's the whole deal, taking time to be with your father. Let's say your father's older. He's looking forward to seeing you. Let's say you live in a different city. If you can just take the time to go and be with them that hour or 2 hours, it means the world to them.
Yeah, or even just pick up the phone if you're farther away. That'd be great.
If you're far away, we always talk about that. You get the Sunday afternoon, you call them, you ask them how their day is, how they're doing, and let them talk to you. Let them tell you things. That they've been wanting to tell you and haven't seen you, so they haven't told you. So anyway, congratulations to all the fathers for tomorrow. May all of you have a wonderful day and hope you get everything you want.
No doubt. And don't forget the day. Don't forget the day.
Oh, my gosh. If you don't celebrate Father's Day, you're on my bad list, let me tell you.
The reminder has officially been sent.
Well, you know that people don't celebrate Father's Day like they do Mother's Day.
I know it.
Mother's Day is over the top. I mean, everybody does something wonderful on Mother's Day. A lot of people play down Father's Day. They don't recognize it like the other. So I'm all for Father's Day. I want people to actually, you know, say something, do something wonderful this year for Father's Day. Make it a great day.
Cool.
I recommend it.
Yeah. Great advice, too, and great gifts. Those are great ideas, too. You know, people are going, oh, my gosh, that's a great idea.
I know they're going, pay back me, man cave.
Oh, wow. This is Your Money with Faye Bagby. Your phone number is?
It's 877-588-3330. That's 877-588-3330. Our website is AmericanFinancialMidland.com.
All right, real quick before we wrap, we do need to go over the risks with a life settlement so that people know. So what is the biggest risk?
The biggest risk is it could go over. If it goes over, you're going to have to pay some premium. That's why you must be accredited. And to be accredited, you must make $200,000 a year or you must be worth $1 million without your home. So it's either way will work.
All right.
And our minimum investment's $100,000.
Cool. And anything with annuities people need to know about? Any risks? There's really not.
No, really, because it's it's a different type of investment. It doesn't have this high risk of the stock market. Your principal's always there. Your interest is locked in every year. So I don't see any great risk there. I just can't find it.
Okay. Whichever route people want to take, it is important to know that both life settlements and annuities are independent of the stock market. They both protect your principal, and so there's a nice conservative route either way you want to go. People should come and talk to you to find out which way is best for them, and I assume you have availability this coming week to talk to people, right?
That's right, because there's no holidays this week. So, you know, we're there every day. We're working hard for you. making you money and saving your money. So, yes, people can talk to us this week.
All right. And one last time, Faye, what is your phone number for people to call and make an appointment?
It's 877-588-3330. That's 877-588-3330. Our website is AmericanFinancialMidland.com. We have a client that used to come in the office, and he'd be saying our phone number. He memorized it, and he'd be coming down the hallway saying the phone number. I just thought about that.
Well, then one more time. Say it one more time, Faye.
877-588-3330. That's 877-588-3330. Our website, again, is AmericanFinancialMidland.com.
You've been listening to Your Money with Faye Bagby, sound advice to help your money grow. Listen for Your Money with Faye Bagby every Saturday morning at 10 here on 97 Gold.
This program has been a paid presentation for American Financial and Retirement Services, LLC, and has been brought to you by American Financial and Retirement Services, LLC. The opinions expressed on the program by the host, host guest, and call-in listeners are solely the opinions of the original source who expressed them. They do not represent the opinions of management of this station or Brazos Communications West, LLC, who bear no responsibility or liability for the program's content. The purpose of this radio program is intended to inform the public on financial planning issues and investment products for qualified individuals and investors. Many of the topics and opinions discussed may be of a personal nature, and some people may disagree with or find opinions expressed on this program objectionable. Before you invest, you should consult with financial advisors and review the program prospectus and its risks.